Hello, thank you for calling Bugged Out Exterminating Services. New customers, please press 1. For existing customers, please press 2. New customers, please press 1. For existing customers, please press 2.
Hey, sir. Good afternoon. This is Michael. I'm calling from Local Splash. I'm speaking to Levan.
Yeah.
Hey, Levan. Good afternoon. Thank you for picking up the call. How are you doing today?
I'm okay.
That's wonderful. Well, Levan, I'm actually doing a follow-up call. This is about your business, your Bugged Out Exterminating Services. I noticed it here that you sent us an SMS yesterday that you wanted to cancel. Together with the image that you screenshot from, I think, Yelp, that shows, you know, tick or termites. Is this a good time that we can talk more about it?
Yeah, we can talk.
Okay, wonderful. So, yeah, I did review the account here, sir. I read also the SMS here. I understand that you're extremely specific about targeting termites, bed bags, and cockroach customers. But rest assured that in Google category, we're actually not, you know, we're actually not optimizing you in terms of ticks, but all of the services that you actually offer, like Big Bite, other bed bags, termites, those are actually showing up also on your dashboard. For the Yelp, this is something actually I need to double check with our team, because I visited your Yelp profile actually as we speak. I don't see anywhere that says tick or termite. I checked it here, and all of the service that we offer, that you offer, actually matches the one we have in your
I had to go in there and do all of that. I had to go in there and change all of that. They didn't do nothing. When I went in there, none of that stuff was clicked. None of that stuff was clicked. Only thing they were showing was some ticks, and I told them specifically, I don't spray for ticks. So why in the world she keep on wanting to put ticks up there, I don't know. But it ticked me off for me to specifically keep telling you, but you want to keep putting that up there. Who is going to call for tick service? Nobody. I'm only doing this to get termite customers, cockroach customers, and bed bug customers. Why would somebody put ticks? I mean, that's like allowing me to spend my money and just taking my money, and you're not doing anything to generate any customers, which that's what I'm spending my money for.
I understand that you're upset, sir, and I believe we're only talking about specific keywords, which is ticks, and as I mentioned.
Yeah, and it's just like, and then when I backed out, it was like I couldn't change it. It was just still sitting there, like showing on the front page. Like after I went in and changed everything, it's still sitting there, like ticks and so on and so forth. So that's what made me send y'all the message. Because it's like, I guess they got to go in and do something special, because whoever comes up to my profile, they don't even see nothing. The first thing they see is something about tick service, which is stupid. I mean, that's flat out stupid. Like, I can see if it made some sort of sense. That's just stupid. And I specifically told the person not to do it.
I understand it, sir. Well, we actually have all the list of services here. As I mentioned earlier, we were only talking about in the Yelp page, and I believe we're only optimizing your Yelp profile. This is something we would definitely go ahead and reach out to Yelp regarding the advice, always showing a stick every time we put bid bags or termites, as it shouldn't be showing in your Yelp profile. But rest assured, we don't have anything that says ticks in the keywords and the services that you offer. Again, those are something you can always, you know, check and see that on your Google profile and your dashboard, that there's no anything that says ticks. I even reviewed your business content, like what we put in your website or even to the Google profile listing. None of those are showing anything about ticks. So it's really more about on the Yelp page, and this is something we would really love to escalate with our Yelp department. And see
right. I mean, they've been fixing. You've been, yeah, because they've been fixing stuff as I find stuff. I let them know they fix it. But my whole complaint is, like, they do an onboarding call with you. You tell them all of this stuff specifically, and they still not do it. So it's like, I got to go out there, I got to go find my stuff, I got to go fix it when I'm paying them.
Well, I did actually review it here in my answer. I just wanted to confirm, is this like an ongoing issue that you had before you signed up with us? Because I think, as I mentioned, it's only showing up in your Yelp profile, though. I believe you only given us access to your Yelp page way back on February 24th. So, what we
right, that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about, yeah, right. I'm talking about the Yelp page.
Mm-hmm. So this is actually the first time I heard about, you know, making changes and still showing up or still coming up on your Yelp account. As mentioned, I would definitely go ahead and reach out to our Yelp department and see what we could do differently. But rest assured, with all of the keywords that we are promoting you, that we're optimizing for listing, SEO, and your website, I can rest assured none of those shows any about tips. So for the Yelp, I would say it's an isolated issue, but I'll take her from here. We're going to create a ticket, and we'll have our Yelp department team. We're going to reach out to Yelp about this issue, and hopefully you won't have
and let me ask, and let mm-hmm. me ask you a question. I was saying, can you tell me how much I paid the initial back in January when I started the service? I thought it was $150.
Your initial payment, actually, you pre-signed up with us on February 2nd. That's for $249.
So that was the first thing I paid was $249?
You are correct, sir. There is no any setup fee. So only $249 for SEO, Facebook, and the website.
Okay, all right. So after I get billed one more time, I'm going to go to the hosting on it.
I understand. I would be happy to.
Well,
I'm
gonna put it on hold, like they said. I can put it on hold until I'm ready to, you know, start it back up, and that's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna put it on hold. I'm gonna do the hosting only, and I'm gonna probably start it back up again, probably in August or July.
I understand, sir. But yes, I believe that you just actually need your payment for the month of March. So, I'll take it from here in regards to your Yelp issue. Again, I'll go ahead and say that you get it our Yelp department. And hopefully this would be fixed. And if you are still decided to place the account in hold or put it in hosting again, at least give us a call 3 days before April 2nd so you won't be billed automatically. That way we can take care of your hold request, okay? Or even to hosting.
All right. Okay.
Thanks, Levi. I'm so sorry again for the trouble you had with your Yelp page account. But yeah, if I come to try anything else I can do for you, just to make sure.
No, that's it.
All right. Thank you for your time again. Again, I'll take care about your Yelp account here, okay? I wish you have a great weekend.
All right.
Stay well. Bye-bye.